So, from Figaro, we now go to the 20th century version of Figaro. Richard Strauss and Hugo von Hofmannsthal decided that they wanted to do an opera to be in the style of Mozart, almost a tribute to Mozart. In a letter, Strauss wrote to Hofmannsthal, "You are my Da Ponte. In fact, you are Da Ponte and Scribe all together wrapped up in one," with a traditional kind of Austrian humor and satire. Hofmannsthal then wrote back to Strauss and says, "Oh, and of course, my dear doctor, you are this century's Mozart." From Figaro, we've taken the Contessa. She's become the Marshalin. Cherubino, a trouser roll, has become Octavian. Barbarina has become Sophie. We have the same characters, basically different plot. We have the Empress now of Austria, who's been having an affair with this young count for a few days. And at the height of passion, the Marshal decides to tell him that he's going to eventually find a young girl, younger and prettier than she, and he will then abandon her and go off to this little girl. Of course, he protests greatly, but she is correct. And in third act, Octavian and Sophie get together, and he has indeed fallen in love with her. And so this final trio, the final scene then, is the Marshalin giving up her young lover so that he can continue, like Cherubino, and discover girls and discover what it's like to be a count. The biggest question when it ever comes to directing a Rosenkavalier is Octavian the Marshalin's last lover or not? It's an open question, and I think I found an answer, and hopefully it will become obvious. So, here we go, Rosenkavalier.
Ich bin aus einer Thank you.